Monday, July 7, 2025, 4:41 a.m. Okay, so I'm getting ready to go for my walk after a long break. I haven't walked since May 24th. Okay, so I'm also going to take the dog with me. I just put on my brand new protective shorts, undershorts, basically what they are. I got padding on the side of my thighs, even on the area that I landed on last time. I got padding on my butt, tailbone area, so that should help. Let's see here, put this down. Got my regular shorts with my pockets that I carry all my stuff in, like dog poop bags, ID, phone, and they go over the shorts. How about that? That's because these shorts are actually pretty big. I've lost a lot of weight from when I bought them. Let me get my shoes on here. Let's see. Oh, no, I guess I better get the knee pads on. Let's see. Hold on. Had those ooh sitting down, that pattern on that tailbone really pads. Oops. Let's see. These are the elbows and the big ones are the knee pads, I'm guessing. So they have a little Velcro on them. There we go. Got that first one on. There is an up and down, left and right to this, as far as I'm concerned. Up and down for sure. Left and right, I guess it depends what you want to do. Okay, let's get the shorts on. Oh, I got my shorts on. Get my shoes on. Where's my walking boots? Hiking boots, that is. Do this before I bring the dog in because she'll just get in the way. Oh, hope you could hear me. We'll find out later, I guess. Oh. Yeah, a couple weeks about. Yeah, at least a couple weeks ago, I could barely put my boots on because getting the socks on and stuff is tough when you can't straighten your leg. Here. I wonder how cold it is outside. I can't see. I can see that. Okay. The dog will be excited. She hasn't walked in a long time. This is going to be a short walk. I might, depending on how I feel, I might just stay on my street. If I feel okay, I'll do the regular short walk, what I can It's a regular short walk. I guess I could use the iPhone to figure out how far that is. It's not going to be very long. Jeez. The dog hair gets over everything. Let's see. The internet says temperature outside is 62, t-shirt weather. Okay, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay. I'll just wear a t-shirt today. Let's see, what time is it? 4:47. I'm going to try to leave about 5 till, I think. Sunrise is at 5, literal sunrise is at 5:45 today. I think it's 5:47 to be exact. But it starts getting lighter way before that. Okay. Go get the dog, and then I'll be heading out. So I'll talk to you in a bit. I'll talk to you after the walk. Okay, 5:32 a.m. So I didn't record how far that was. I'll do it tomorrow. Couldn't remember how to do it on my app. So, so roughly half hour. Okay, which is roughly half the time that I usually take to walk. So that would be what? 1.5 miles. Not quite 1.5 miles, I think. I don't know. Something like that. But anyway, so let me deal with the day and maybe I'll come back and talk some more. Ooh, 11:32 a.m. Still the morning. Okay, let me sit down. So I cleaned up the front yard today. My neighbor's oleanders dropped all sorts of stuff all summer long. And I actually trimmed up the bottom part of the oleanders because it kind of sticking out into my yard. I used to go all the way up as far as I could to the top of the oleanders, but I don't do that anymore because I'm getting too old to get on the ladder. It's not safe. So I'll have to pay somebody to do that one of these days. But this is a halfway measure that I've taken up care of. I have a extended pruner, you know, like on a telescopic pole that has a pruner at the end. You pull the rope and it cuts the branch off. I do that every now and then, but I haven't done it this year. So, got a lot of stuff sticking out there above my yard. Let's see. So, I went ahead and cleaned out all the dry debris in the front part. I had a bunch of old California poppies that finally expired. And some other stuff, too, that needed to be cleaned up. Plus, the oleanders that I was talking about before is on the west side of my property. And when the Delta breeze kicks in, it blows all that debris, a lot of that debris, into the front yard. So I cleaned all of that up, too. It's all over my front part of my property on the road. So I got my blower, and I blew all that out. Let's see, what else? And blew some of the dust and cobwebs off the eaves of the house. Not too many. I try to stay on top of that. Let's see, what else did I do? Well, that was quite a bit. Anyway, so I ended up filling two green waste bins with stuff. One's got a bunch of the branches of the oleanders that I trimmed,
And the other one has just like a bunch of debris and dried weeds and dried grass and dried leaves and stuff like that. And the dried debris that comes from the oleanders that went into the front yard, and that filled that all up. Plus some pine needles from my, what's that? What kind of tree is that? Cedar tree. Deodar cedar. And so got a bunch of that done. What else did I do? I think that's pretty much it. So that took a little over an hour to do. So now, and I pinched my finger too. It got a little black mark, my pinky, left pinky. A little tender. A little black and blue mark. Put some ice on that. Make sure it don't spread or whatever. So, let's see, what else? That's pretty much it. Nothing else happening here. I'm gonna go take a shower and pretty much call it a day. I didn't do any painting today, which is all right. I need to do this other stuff every now and then. Tomorrow, I'm thinking about cleaning up the backyard a little after, well, the green waste trucks come very early, so those will be emptied out by tomorrow. And I could use that to clean up the backyard. Got lots of weeds and oleander debris and stuff like that. So just never seems to end, huh? Okay, so have a good day. Take care.